Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This week we've been looking at the better things that God hath provided for us. We saw in Hebrews chapter 1 how Jesus was made better than the angels, and we have a better hope. In Hebrews 8, we have a better covenant. We have a better promise. In Hebrews 9, we have better sacrifices. Hebrews 10, we have a better and enduring substance. Hebrews 11, 16, we have a better country. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35, we have a better resurrection. And so God has provided us with the better things. And God gave his best. And so we come to our final better thing in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 9. It says, "But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak." You know, now that God has provided all these better things for you and I as born-again believers, he's persuaded better things of you and I. He's persuaded of things that accompany salvation. You know, we get born again, and that's just the beginning. But there are things that accompany salvation. We are to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, for example, you know, you start building a house. The first thing you put in is the footer and the foundation, and you get the shale up, you get the roof and windows and doors in. But, you know, there's still other things that accompany the house. You know, there's drywall, there's electric, there's plumbing, there's flooring, there's cabinets, there's furniture that accompany the house to make it complete. And that's what God is saying here, because he has provided all these better things for us. A better hope, a better resurrection. Jesus was made better than the angels. You know, Jesus is a better messenger. In the old covenant, Jesus Christ, the angels were the messengers to God's people. But today, we have a better messenger. That's why Jesus was made better than the angels. And we have all these things that are better that God has provided. And because of that, he expects better things of you and I, things that accompany salvation, holiness, righteousness, purity, obeying the word of God. You know, in Colossians it says to put off the old man and put on the new man, and it gives a list of things, anger, wrath, and all kinds of evil, wicked stuff. It tells us to put off and put on the new man, things that accompany salvation. You know, God is persuaded better things of you and I because of all the better things he has provided. So I pray that you would be experiencing the better things, things that accompany salvation, because God has made a way for you and I that we can experience life in Christ Jesus, life that brings peace and joy and righteousness and holiness. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you for your word. I pray, Lord, that you would just bless it and prosper it and cause your face to shine upon each one that listens, Lord, in their hearts, that it would bring forth fruit unto perfection. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. If anyone would like to talk to me, feel free to call me. My phone number is 260-466-4899. Thank you.